You and a group of 9 other local volunteers went down to Texas Gulf Coast last week. Tell me about that experience.
Well, this has been our first deployment out of state. The city of Cape Girardeau does have a technical rescue team, which does also have an arm of swiftwater rescue technicians, as well as in the boats. We have responded in past floods into our area in southeast Missouri, but this was the first time that we were tasked with going to an out-of-state incident. So in that regard, it had a lot of educational experiences. As well, we were able to provide a lot of our knowledge and use that knowledge down in Houston to help a lot of people in need.
You all, along with other Missouri teams, helped out in saving 19 people and 2 animals. Tell me about those experiences.
Well, basically, a lot of those had stayed in their homes and were trying to wait out the situation that they were in. And as the days progress, it gets a little tougher without electricity and being able to stay in your home with water surrounding it and not able to get out. A lot of the primary searches had been completed by Houston as well as other assets that they had in the area. So we were doing secondary searches, going to each house, making sure that the house had been evacuated, if there were residents inside the house, to make sure that they were accounted for and if they would like to leave that area. And then we brought them out and were put into, sometimes referred to down there as a lily pad, a dry area, then they could be taken to either a reception and carrier, or they were simply met with relatives, friends, that then would take them to another house.
In Missouri, we don't get tropical weather like this. How do you all train your technicians and operators to save people in a hurricane environment?
Well, yes, it was a hurricane environment. We were there, though, it was a flood environment. We are very, very used to those flood environments with people. Our latest incident prior to going to Texas was down in Donovan. So we had, swift water. We had houses that were surrounded by water. So we had all the same type of hazards that we were dealing with, other than some of the animals, critters. Some of the guys were a little concerned about the alligators, but we had no problems with those. But it's basically the same, other than the scope of the operational area was extremely large. Houston is being, the 4th largest city, I think, in the United States. We were given some subdivisions in which we then operated with other rescue agencies.
So what did disaster zones look like? If you weren't in the hurricane's wind damage zone, what was the flood damage like?
Yeah, the wind damage area, that was more to the south of where we were at. But as far as the damages of the home, as we progressed into the areas that had started to dry out a little bit, furniture was being stacked up in the front. And then as we got further into the area that was still flooded, you had homes that had waters all the way up to their eaves, to their doors. There was numerous cars, which, led us to believe that the area that we were operating in flooded very quickly. That prevented them from actually, even leaving the area. The last area that we worked in was where the 2 largest reservoirs that they've been talking about. We were probably operating within a mile of each reservoir, probably 600 yards where both of those would drain together, the confluence of those 2 reservoirs.
All right. So what are some of the risks that come along with going down to a disaster zone like the Texas Gulf Coast after Hurricane Harvey?
Well, the one that causes us the most concern will be obstacles within the water that we cannot see that can damage our boats. Number 2 would be the current. We're always very, very concerned about swift water current. And then you throw in, for instance, if the electricity is still on in the building, you can still have some problems associated with electric with the homes. So the obstacles, the current and electricity, and then just simply trying to manage people to get in and out of your boat safely is also a concern.
Did you all go down on a volunteer basis, or was that a government organization involved in contacting you?
There are mutual aid packs within the states. So what does occur, the state of Texas will reach out to other states and request different needs. In this particular instance, they wanted over 100 Type 1 rescue teams. Missouri looked at it and said, we can help out with that. They then send out that need to various departments and say, can you assist with this? And we look at it and say, yes, we have the type of resources that they want, the type of training that they need, and we provide that to the state of Missouri. State of Missouri then provides it to Texas. And I'll say right now is that the state of Missouri is already getting requests for overhead command teams. for Hurricane Irma, and they are trying to fulfill those. And I think we've had just a few people from the state of Missouri already being deployed or en route down to staging areas for Irma.
So September is National Preparedness Month. As timely as this is that you guys are coming back from Hurricane Harvey, what kind of tips do you have for families who live in the area to be prepared?
Self-preparedness is the most important item. No matter how many different assets for fire departments you have, it's going to be very, very difficult to be able to help every single individual in their time of need. So to be able to prepare themselves as much as possible, and we talk about the food, the water, the medication for 72 hours to up to 5 days, it would be sufficient to allow the outside resources to come in and assist. And I think it's critical that people have those first initial days of self-support. And I think the other one is just simply is the recognition of potential incidents that could affect them, whether it be snowstorms here in the Midwest, the flooding. You know, they do need to be prepared. It's very unexpected. A lot of the people down in Texas were completely cut off guard about the flooding situation.
All right. Is there anything else that you wanted to point out about the rescue team and kind of their efforts in helping out kind of our fellow Americans?
Well, I think there's a couple things that I really noticed quite a bit is, you know, our willingness, of course, of our firefighters from Cape Girardeau, Jackson, Kansas City, Central Jackson are very, very eager to help people to drive the 15 hours and willingness to really to go to work right away. And then what's really kind of nice is that the people that are involved and sometimes in the disaster is to turn around and try to help us. For example, you know, we had people coming up to us. I had a little girl, probably 4 years old, that had helped her mother make some cupcakes for us. So they're almost involved in the incident, and we're here to help those people in distress. And there's other people in that area that are helping us. So it's very deeply moving in which you can see people helping people. It's a team of firefighters, but it is our city, our citizens that support our ability to be able to provide that resource. We feel that if we were hit with a magnitude of earthquake to describe, is that we will be reaching out to other communities in other states. So it is definitely a situation that helps all communities in our area in the nation.
All right. I think that's all I need for today. Thank you so much, Chief Hashatter.
Thank you.